Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Ever notice how feline family members take a back seat to dogs by most pet insurance companies? Yeah, that chafes me. Cats have feelings too, and it's just wrong. But hold your horses. I got some good news here. FelixCatInsurance.com is doing something about it. They call it whisker-to-tail protection. Because, look, our cats don't actually have nine lives, and accidents and things can happen anytime. Felix Cat Insurance has plan options for cats of all ages, and it covers accidents, illnesses, emergency care, and more. Best part? Plans start at under $1 per day. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. FelixCatInsurance.com. No dogs allowed. Well, hold up. This ain't over yet. Roll that legal stuff.
Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms.
I've decided there's never enough coffee. Just not enough. Ooh, and especially right now with the time change. Now, it doesn't really affect me as much, except that it's a lot earlier in the morning when we're leaving the building. It's actually bright out again, or light out again. That hasn't happened in quite a while. But I run into my neighbors and walking their dogs, and it's 4:30 in the afternoon, and it's about to be completely dark. Well, not quite that drastic, but you're a half hour away from it being dark, and we're all out walking our dogs before it gets to that point. And neighbors are talking about how they sleep differently, and man, it's affecting me in such drastic ways. I just know I don't think there's enough coffee in the world. If there were ever a coffee bean shortage, like there was a shortage of, say, computer chips during the pandemic, if there was ever a shipping issue and coffee was unavailable, oh dear, I would be a disaster. I'd have to take sick days. I'd be unable to work here on this edition of After Hours or any edition of After Hours. My radio career would come to a grinding halt. Thankfully, there's still plenty of coffee to go around. And I needed it on Wednesday because all at once I had a tree trimming crew in my backyard and I had my friend, Billy, who's a plumber, come help me figure out the washer situation. There is now a brand new washer in my house, but he had to go to the hardware store to be able to finagle an adapter. He soldered it in his truck front of my house. He soldered a couple pieces together like he was soldering pipe, and it was just some dumb drain hose attachment from my washer. Thankfully, though, when he started it and drained it, we didn't have water spraying everywhere, and we're pretty sure it worked. He said, just don't leave the house while you're doing laundry. Oh, okay. No, it's a brand new washer. It's pretty. It's going to be in use because there are mountains of laundry in my house after a couple of weeks. So that was my day, up most of the afternoon and the evening, and whew. Back to the original point, there's never enough coffee. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I hope that your hump day was not nearly as humpy. I don't even know what that means. I'm a weirdo. But that is actually part of my charm, I think. Or maybe you think, and I actually don't agree with you. Who knows? It's going to be one of those nights where I can't be responsible for what comes out of my mouth. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. As always, thanks for reconvening with us as we get together for another 4 hours of scintillating, highly entertaining, and no accountability radio. No, that's not true. I won't go that crazy. I won't, I promise. But I may need you all to help me out. How about that? Since we're sitting at the midway point of the NFL season, it won't be all NFL tonight because there are some really entertaining basketball games. And no, Clippers-Nets was not one of them. But James Harden did return to Brooklyn. The thing is now, everywhere he goes, he's returning to some place that he played, or he's got some tie to where he played. Or yeah, I'm over it pretty quickly. But since he is back in Brooklyn, or was back in Brooklyn a few hours ago, fine. We'll talk about how he had a team high in turnovers. Anyway, I digress. There's plenty of good basketball. The Nuggets and the Warriors went toe-to-toe. The Sixers and the Celtics, they battled to the finish. Not quite to the death, but to the finish. But we will talk about NFL and getting set for week number 10. Really excited about Babe Laufenberg. Haven't had him on the show in a few years, actually. It goes back to... it might be 5 years now that we've had him on the show, but the very least, it's pre-pandemic. So a lot of times when we change producers here on the show, or any show really, each producer then has to build up his own list of contacts and phone numbers, and Babe somehow got lost in the shuffle a couple of producers ago. It might not even have been producer Dave before producer Jay, but definitely excited to have him on the show again since I spent Sunday afternoon listening to Brad, Sham, and Babe Laufenberg on Cowboys Radio. I didn't have the game in my neighborhood. What? That's just wrong. Now, the NFL Network was airing large chunks of it, so I was able to see it almost immediately after it was on TV, but it's the worst sometimes to be in the New York City TV market, because in New Jersey, I had Giants and Raiders. No one wanted to watch that game. Okay, a few people wanted to watch that game, but not very many. Not even Giants fans wanted to watch that game. Unless, of course, they were rooting for Antonio Pierce in his coaching debut. But yeah, it was a godsend. It is a godsend to have SiriusXM NFL radio and to have access to every single radio broadcast, as well as some of the national games, too. So that's how I followed Cowboys and Eagles in radio from the very beginning, and then was able to see a bunch of it with NFL Plus as well as on NFL Network. And so Babe gives Brad a lot of crap sometimes when it comes to pop culture, Taylor Swift, that kind of thing. So yeah, it's fun. You've got a variety of really cool NFL voices out there. For those of you who are in your local markets and sometimes you listen to NFL games on radio, you've got such a cool, eclectic mix of voices. And some of them have been established and been in place for so long, they almost feel like your companions. So it's good to connect with them every now and then. So Babe Laufenberg, next hour, he's told producer Jay that this will be the latest he ever does a radio show. Of course it is. We'll take that as a compliment. And then because we're at the midway point, I want to ask you about some of these midseason awards. This is a challenging one. Who's your NFL MVP right now? Because the reigning NFL MVP, he would tell you himself, he's kind of scuffled. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is still Patrick Mahomes, but his numbers are nowhere near the best in the league. What about offensive and defensive player of the year? Defensive player of the year is a fun one, considering we've had some really impressive defensive performances. But gosh, it's kind of hard to think about MVP when you've got 10 coming up this weekend, 10 rookie quarterbacks who will have made starts in the NFL. You know, I've been saying to you 9, 9, 9. That's the number. Well, it's about to be 10 because undrafted rookie Tommy DeVito will be starting this weekend for the Giants against the Cowboys, incidentally. Ooh, do you remember the first week of the season? Jay, do you remember the first week of the season?
A little bit.
I remember. The Cowboys shut out the Giants 40-0. That was with Daniel Jones on the field. Oh, Cowboys, Giants with Tommy DeVito starting. I fear for his life. He might just want to give himself up to Micah Parsons. Just, I'm nervous for him. And nervous for the Giants offensive line. This could be really bad. But this is why you play the games. The Cowboys also lost to the Cardinals, so there's that. So at this point, let's do MVP, offensive, defensive players of the year. If you want to do rookies, that'd be fun. There's some good rookies out there, to be sure. How, at this point, does C.J. Stroud not win offensive rookie of the year? Is it offensive and defensive rookies of the year? I forgot. Is that how they do it? Gosh, they have to get all cutesy in the NFL. You can't just do offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year, rookie of the year. Nope, can't do it that way. It's not that simple. So let's go midseason awards in the NFL. Because I'm honestly racking my brain about MVP. I'm trying to decide if I think Tyreek Hill could be an MVP. Well, he's a candidate, but could he be the first wide receiver ever to win MVP? Or is there a defensive player that you might put out there for MVP? And then if you think about Tyreek Hill, well, don't you have to go Tua? I don't know. It's a fun debate. So you can find all of our poll questions and all of our show questions on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, as well as on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I love the reaction to our conversation with former pro soccer goalie Jesse Bradley. He has a new book out called The Power of the Second Thought. I didn't know what that was, but it was good to ask him, what is it? How can we use it to find hope? So he joined us on last night's show. The link to the podcast conversation is up on both Twitter and Facebook as well. So plenty to check out while you're on our different social media sites. And I've saved the best for last, at least for last in terms of our program and show announcements. Some of you are already jumping in with both feet. We talked about it on last night's show, but I think it wasn't until our second hour. We've got a brand new contest. Look for the police car lights to indicate that it's contest time. The bright lights on social media. And this is a chance to be part of the second ever After Hours Zoom Room. I've selected a number, a random number between 1 and 1,000. And I swear to you that I'm not going to change it. I wrote it down the second I thought of it. I sent a photo to producer Jay. I still have the photo on my phone. So to prove to you that the number has not changed, I dated it as well. We'll even put that out there, but not until the contest is over. How long are we going, by the way, Jay? We didn't really talk about that.
No, I was thinking a week.
A week or Thanksgiving, something along those lines.
Yeah. Although that seems long.
Jay's already blanching at the fact that we've got so many numbers and he's going to have to do the math. He volunteered, though. And that's what he gets for keeping my jar with the colored M&Ms in it. I want my jar back.
It looks nice, I said. Like, it's a display piece now.
No, it's not, though. It's my jar, and I want it back. That wasn't a gift. You know, that was my jar.
Oh, that's
no.
Where we mixed.
The jar was, it was fun. It had a red top. It was very festive, and right. I need it back to do another guess the number of M&Ms contest in there. That's how we're going to do the After Hours swag.
Another guess the M&Ms? Yeah, it worked pretty well.
It was fun because it was red and green.
It was very festive. I'm going to have to break it out after Thanksgiving again, though, to display around the house. It's
no.
Festive.
Get your own jar. Give me my jar back. It wasn't a gift. Almost.
But I like it a lot.
That's great, but I need it back because I don't have another jar that's so festive. And again, are the M&Ms still in the jar?
Yeah, the M&Ms are in the jar.
Did you check it out today?
No, but I know it's there. Confident.
I need my jar back. Take the M&Ms. I'll take the jar.
I don't really need the M&Ms. I want the jar. Like, I don't really need the M&Ms. It's more like
it's
I
my
need
jar.
Them combined.
Get your own jar.
I guess I could, but.
Jay, it wasn't a gift. The pasta sauce I can do nothing about. That was a gift. You refuse to eat it. It's going to remain a wall ornament or a closet paperweight. So fine. That's your gift. You can do with it what you want, though I wish you would re-gift it back to me. But the M&Ms jar, that's my jar.
I mean, all right. I'll see what I could do. That's about the best I could do now.
Ugh, you're hopeless. I thought you were cleaning your room.
I cleaned it. It looks
well,
great.
Well, then bring my jar back.
The jar makes it pop. Really brightens the closet.
No, we're done having this conversation. I'm never bringing you baked goods again until, and it's a good season for baked goods.
It is.
I'll definitely be making wedding cookies. I'm actually cooking or baking cookies for my own wedding. How about that?
Well, now this is
three different varieties.
Three different varieties. What are you going with?
I'm going with oatmeal butterscotch because that is Bob's favorite. I'm going with island cookies, which are one of your favorites. And then I'm either going to try something new or I'm going to go with raspberry thumbprints, which I made before that were really popular. I might try the double chocolate brownie cookies. I haven't decided yet. So at least two of them I know. And it's funny, my fourth and fifth graders at church have said to me, you can't bake at your own wedding because it's a contest. Who has the best cookies? Anonymous. No, it's anonymous. They're not going to know my cookies are the ones that I just mentioned. But cookie bar is what we're doing at the wedding, and we're going to have hundreds of cookies, 300-plus cookies. People are going to have little bags where they can take the cookies home. But we want people to vote for their favorite, so they get to... There'll be a piece of, I'm assuming a piece of paper there, something that they can write down their favorites or they can vote for their particular favorites. Oh gosh, I guess we're going to have to name all the cookies, aren't we?
Yeah, now.
People are going to have to know what the cookies are. Fun. Anyway, I will be baking and then taking them with me on the road trip to Houston. So you get none of those until I get my jar back.
That is entirely, and then that might make me bring it
back.
Are
you stuttering?
A little bit, because I'm thinking about not getting the cookies, and it's
yep,
like
my no mind holiday cookies for that. You. No holiday cookies for you, unless I get my jar back.
Really just jarred me there.
I did, jar that. Jar. You're jar jar jarred. Yes, absolutely. Someone asked me my favorite character on Star Wars as part of Ask Amy Anything, and I did not answer Jar Jar.
Definitely not.
I did not. You'll have to go back to the post. By the way, I did spend a bit of time, I would say a chunk of time on Wednesday afternoon responding to your Ask Amy questions. Still have a few more to get to on Twitter, but all kinds of fun stuff. The contest is up, pinned to the top of our show Twitter account or on my Twitter, A-Law Radio. In fact, I'm going to retweet it right now. So it's top of your feed. All of this stuff is on Facebook as well. Easy peasy to find. Thanks for having a sense of humor and for competing in some of our goofier contests. We haven't done one in a while. Football just, it's a lot for the two of us. We haven't done one of these in a while. So send your guesses. Make Jay work for it, because the more guesses at the number between 1 and 1,000, the more work he has to do. He actually said something about how he's going to have to do the math on his fingers. Oh, for heaven's sakes. Get a calculator. Your phone has a calculator.
It does. I haven't used a calculator in a while, though.
Why would you ever do math? It's not like we work in sports where math is a major part of what we do.
I don't do it often.
Oh, speaking of math and scores and stats, well, we'll pull on the high tops and run full court coming up next. But yeah, all kinds of fun stuff. So we want your midseason awards in the NFL. Just pick some awards, pick whatever awards you want, but definitely include MVP. And then join us for the after hours Zoom room, if you dare, by sending your number between 1 and 1,000. And what else did I say? What else were we doing on our show? Was that it? Is that all we have?
We have Babe.
Babe is coming up. Oh, Jesse Bradley, if you want to find the link. Oh, my goodness. I feel like my head is spinning already, and it's only been one segment. You might want to go listen to the podcast from yesterday instead of actually listening to this show. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
They're going to feed Jokic against Looney. Jokic one-on-one against Looney. Bounce pass Jackson. Layup good. What a pass for Nikola Jokic. They came over for the double team, and Jokic burned him with the pass. Denver leads it by 3. They're going to feed Jokic against Looney. Jokic one-on-one against Looney. Bounce pass Jackson. Layup good. What a pass for Nikola Jokic. They came over for the double team, and Jokic burned him with the pass. Denver leads it by 3.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Jason Kosmicki. Heard his voice a few times over the last couple of weeks, and that's how you know It's basketball season because he is already in mid-season throat. He's full,
let's go!
Full throat mid-season. And why not? The Denver Nuggets, the defending champions, 7-1, still perfect at home, hosting the Golden State Warriors on Wednesday night. After the NBA took off election night, there was a full slate of games on Wednesday. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Funny, because not a great performance for Nikola Jokic, and yet the big man can pass. He has got some some great court vision and the uncanny ability to kind of see a play develop before it does. And that's a big deal for a big man, because you're not positioned most of the time in the same place as where a point guard or a guard who's bringing up the ball. Now, he certainly can handle the ball, but because of how deep he is on the court a lot of the times, he's not seeing what's happening from the top, if that makes sense. Instead, he's constantly moving around. He's constantly in motion. Didn't have his best shooting night, especially from deep. But what he did have was 35 points, 13 rebounds, and that fantastic assist to make five of them. Also, three steals and a block shot. I don't know if you could right now put odds down, or I don't even know how. I'm just not great at the betting thing. If you could put money down, or you could pick up some odds on him being an MVP again, I wouldn't bet against it, because he's terrific. So Nuggets and Warriors have one. Well, there's a 1 point difference between the two of them, right? And there's about how many seconds to go, Jay? When I walked in the building, I was listening to it when I was on my way into work, and I walked in. And a lot of times there's a delay on the radio broadcast, so I walked in and I wasn't sure whether or not the game was going to be over. And it was really good. I didn't want to miss the end. So I had a TV positioned into the studio where I was, just so that I could see it. Yeah, it was a great early season test for both these games, or for both these teams, excuse me. And with a couple of seconds to go, 3 seconds to go, Reggie Jackson was on the free throw line, and he made the first of the free throws. And then we'll pick it up with Jason Kosmicki there.
Reggie Jackson to win the game for Denver with 3.5 seconds to go at Ball Arena. Needs this free throw to do just that. Missed it. Rebound. They could tie it up with a three. Paul over to Thompson. Got to shoot it. Oh, it fell out of his hands at the horn. And the Denver Nuggets sweep the 5-game homestand and remain undefeated at home.
Yeah, pretty impressive, right? And if you haven't seen it, it's fairly uncharacteristic. Thompson was there on the right elbow. He gets down court. The ball gets to him. He throws it up, but it kind of awkwardly rolls off his fingertips. And I'm sure it goes down as an actual shot, but it went nowhere. It barely got inside the circle. And he was so bummed. He kind of went down to the underneath the backboard and put his head against the backboard support, like, no, because he actually thought he had a clean look, and he certainly had a trajectory to the basket, but the ball, just from the way that he had to catch up with it, so the pass was leading him. Not really sure he ever had a grip on it. But take nothing away from the Denver Nuggets, who are protecting their home court. Remember how good they were in the postseason in Denver last year. And even on a, we'll call it a quote-unquote off night for Nikola Jokic, you get 20 points from Reggie Jackson, who has a couple of big buckets down the stretch. And now, here they are, they're 8-1 to start the year.
That national TV game, the timeouts are forever. I mean, so you have a lot of time during the timeouts you can use to your advantage. Couldn't be more proud of our group. I mean, I think 8-1 is our record, and we've played with a few other teams the most games in the NBA to this point. To be undefeated at home and to get off to the start that we've gotten off to is, I couldn't be more proud of that group in there. They haven't used anything as an excuse or a crutch. We found a way to fight through it, and you know, not every win is going to be pretty, but, you know, we gutted this one out tonight against a very good team.
Certainly, Gutty. One of the things that would stand out, or did stand out, is that the Warriors bench really outscored the Nuggets bench without a whole lot of trouble. And so for that reason, Nikola Jokic was out there the entire third quarter because the bench just needed a lift. They needed a pick me up. And so he was pretty tired by the end of the game. And Kevon Looney's a load. So the two of them were going toe to toe. He actually missed a couple of free throws in the final few seconds, the final 30 seconds, which would have put it away. Instead, it was on Reggie Jackson. Now, here's the other wrinkle for the Nuggets. Jamal Murray is out. And so Reggie Jackson is going to get the yeoman's share of the minutes for him now while he's out. And I mean, it really does stink to have him out. But there's a chance he could be out for a month or more. He's one of my favorite players to watch in the NBA just because of how dynamic his game and the fact that he can create for himself. And he can obviously shoot the lights out too. But yeah, he could be out the rest of the month because of a hamstring issue. And sometimes those can take even longer to heal. So 3 to 4 weeks is what they're looking at now. And that means some significant time for Reggie Jackson, but also means that Nikola Jokic will have to carry more of the load. But what a start for them. Now, as for the Warriors, do you guys remember how bad they were on the road last year? And I mean abysmal. If I remember correctly, and it's a if it's not this exact number, I'm within one or two. 8 road wins last year. 8 road wins. It was either 7 or 8. They were awful on the road. And that was in large part a reason why their playoff seeding was so low. And the fact that they were able to beat the Kings in a game 7 in the playoffs was pretty impressive because they'd been so terrible on the road all season. Here they are, and it's almost like the NBA is punishing them or saying, hey, you screwed it up last year. Let's see if you can start out on a high note. 7 of their first 9 games have been on the road. And even though they lost tonight in Denver, they're 5-2 away from home. So they're already about to match the number of wins of all of last season away from their own building.
I think we're off to a great start. You know, we start off the season with that many road games, and it can go bad quick if you lose a few in a row, especially with the back-to-backs that we done had. I think we've been doing a good job playing on the road, and we haven't had a lot of practice. So early on, we need those type of practices to be able to execute at the end of the games and be able to add in different stuff defensively that we need to add. So going back home is going to be great for us. We got a lot of learning experience on this road trip, and I think it's going to make us better.
Down a couple key guys and, playing the, defending champs on the road at the end of a long trip was a hell of a fight. Our guys really competed and gave themselves a chance to win. And, tough way to finish, but couldn't be more proud of them and more excited about our team.
Yeah, so a lot of fun to see these two. It's early season. I can't get too fired up about games this early in the year for either hockey or hoops. It's such a long way to go, and the seasons, they seem to stretch on interminably. But yeah, this is, I think, an indication with the Warriors of how much better their chemistry is. One of those words that's so ethereal, but how much better the makeup of this group. And it's not just because Jordan Poole's gone and he and Draymond Green didn't get along last year. We know that whole story. But it's also because you've got a Chris Paul in the mix now. You've got new people in terms of their bench. And a lot of times that just changes the dynamic. Now, it's still the same core. It's still Steph and Clay and Dre. And we'll see how it plays out. But these early season road games give them a chance to get to know each other, give them a chance to do not a whole lot except play basketball. And I'm sure they were tired too after a relatively long road trip to finish up in Denver. And yet you can see this team is different. Something that people have pointed out, which I think is kind of true, and I want to see how it is going farther into the season. But they're a tougher team, a little grittier. If the Warriors have to win ugly, they probably can do it. It's a different type of character and maybe a more depth to this team than just the core group. And yeah, it just kind of feels like it's this veteran first unit that's setting the tone. And then Chris Paul comes off the bench with the second unit. And right now, anyway, I like what I see from them. They're tenacious early, which is not something you can always say about the Warriors.
Do you feel as good as you could after a loss, just knowing the steps we need to take and, you know, they're the defending champs, like at home and the schedule that we've had? We have a competitive spirit and a togetherness that is, you know, nice to see develop this early in the season.
Well, yeah, I like it. That means watch out for the rest of the NBA, though, again, very early, and you'll have a lot of ebbs and flows over the course of an 82-game season. From the fact-checking department, producer Jay went and looked at the Warriors' road record a year ago. They actually won 11 games on the road, but I am confident that a few of those were right at the end of the regular season, too, because for the longest time, they were stuck at like 7 and 8 wins on the road the entire season. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. Marco Belletti is back and feeling better. We missed you.
Thank you. Missed you, too.
Yeah. Love to have you weigh in, and you can wait till next hour if you want, but we're doing some way too early mid-season NFL awards. Right now, a couple of names for MVP. Or do you need to wait and think about it? I feel like you're pretty quick on your feet. You can name the Giants offensive line from 1986. So
yeah, I mean, I'd probably have to look at some of the numbers, though, because as much as you have the names in the top of your head and what I feel, sometimes that doesn't always equal out to everything. So I would want to double check the numbers without missing someone. How about that?
Like last year, the numbers are the number one.
No, absolutely not. But like last year when you had all this, I think it was last year, wasn't Giannis? Oh no, Nikola Jokic was left off an MVP vote.
NFL MVP.
I understand that. Remember last year that there was that big conversation because he was left off one of the MVP voting.
Yes.
And it was like, how did you? And it was like, oh man, it was just a brain cramp I was going through and I forgot him. I'd prefer not to forget someone. We're going through this list. So I'd like to look at the numbers.
I don't believe.
Just to look at the names for 5 seconds.
That excuse for a second. There is no way if you have an NBA MVP vote that you can forget Nikola Jokic.
That was the conversation. Was it last year or the year before? Yeah.
It's wrong. That's just wrong.
Hey, that was the excuse that was given.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that excuse either because if you're going to give a vote, you could spend 5 minutes to look up all the different names and look everybody up.
How do you?
You're asking me just for
Nikola
an opinion,
Jokic.
And yes. I'd like to look at my names
no,
first.
No, I'm fine
I...
with that. Not you, but how? It's ridiculous that you do not know Nikola Jokic. I do remember it, and I'm saying I don't believe it. I believe that's a cop out.
It could be. I feel like it's actually the right answer, but this is the problem that when you're voting for it, it's not just hey, let me jot down a couple of names and here's the ballot. You got to actually take some time and do your homework and study this thing. And because it actually does mean something. And unfortunately, I do think a lot of voters in a lot of situations don't take that time. It's almost like the test 5 minutes before, which, hey, I was guilty of, and you just kind of hand it in. And that's not what this is supposed to be about. So I do believe it was forgotten because I don't think that they actually took it seriously.
Would you like to guess the number between 1 and 1,000?
13. I don't know.
Wow, 13. That's going low, 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 low. How
I don't even know what this is for.
You know, it's for a contest. It's called the After Hours Zoom Room. You get to Zoom with producer Jay because that's what people love. And I suppose I'll jump in too. But people love Jay. He's their favorite. So, yes, we're going to do the second ever After Hours Zoom Room.
Okay.
Would you like to be part of it?
And it's probably good that I don't win this thing.
Yeah.
I mean.
You might. Maybe it's 14. I've already given the number. Jay has it. It's written down. We can't change it now. It's locked in.
Okay.
It might be 14.
There you go.
Could you imagine if Marco won the after-hour Zoom room?
Though. I mean, isn't that, there's got to be rules.
If your number's right, your number's right.
No, there's got to be rules. There's got to be rules. Who wants to?
I'm a rule breaker.
Botched Zooming each other. Like, what are we doing?
I tease Bob
all the time. We talk for hours before we walk in the studio. What's the point?
No wonder nothing's getting done out there. I tease Bob all the time because he's a rule follower and I'm a rule breaker. And I try to make him feel bad for following all the rules. Are you the rule follower or the rule breaker in your family?
I never really thought of it. If I had anything, I'd probably be a rule breaker more than I don't really listen to people. I'll be fair. I'm not really concerned with other people's opinions. So I don't know if I'm following or breaking. I just do what I think is right, and I leave it at that.
We ain't like taking no shit from nobody. Yeah.
It's like you're a millennial. Do what makes you happy.
That's a little different from what I kind of said. Although I'm not far from being a millennial. It's not that long.
I am. I'm old.
Oh, you're not. We're not that far away from it.
Love that he says we, like ropes me into it.
Yeah, because we're roughly the same age, so you're not that far away from it. If I'm not that far,
and
you're not that far.
We're in such different places in our lives, which is kind of interesting.
And everybody kind of in a different spot.
Well, I mean, not everybody. I would say it's fairly standard that people get married much earlier in life than I am. And so you already have three kids. Although,
okay.
I
would say most people have their children much earlier in life than I have.
No, I think it's
people
awesome.
People don't have a 5-month-old at 45.
I think it's awesome what you're doing. I love it. So anyway, maybe we've taken atypical paths, but radio careers are fairly atypical.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
No one's got the same story.
That's true. So, Babe Loffenberg, top of the hour. For now, and I don't know if you can see it on Facebook or not, but we did put the post up. Send us your NFL awards. Lots of you already sending in your numbers, your guesses, between 1 and 1,000. It's random. I'm telling you, there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just random. So guess your number, and the closest 5 will be part of the next After Hours Zoom Room.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Eight to shoot. They go to Joel. One-on-one with Tatum. The left of the key. Four to shoot. Backing, turning, fadeaway from the wing is good. What a shot. The touch by Embiid. He's talking smack to Sam Cassell. Cassell now on the Celtics bench. Take that, Sammy. Sixers take a lead of 6 with 38 seconds to go. Derek White looking. He throws it to Porzingis, who fakes the 3 and now shoots the 3. It's in the air, short, and the Sixers get the rebound. Embiid is almost knocked out 3 seconds to go. He's going to hold it. He throws it to Batum, and the game is over. The Sixers win. Porzingis for 3, and he left it way short.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
We talked about the best record in the NBA overall, but Western Conference, the defending champions are 8-1. Well, in the Eastern Conference, only the Sixers are still standing with just a single loss. They are 6-1. Those are your top two teams. It's so early. In fact, it's too early to be sharing records, so just forget I said that. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. So we had Tom McGinnis on Sixers Radio. I got to remember my NBA announcers now because it's been a while since I've been dropping their names on the regular. There was a furious late rally by the Celtics, maybe a little reminiscent of what happened in the playoffs last year. But instead, the Sixers hold off the Celtics, and now they've won 6 in a row. So they dropped their season opener, but they've won 6 in a row since then. And Nick Nurse still getting his feet wet there in Philadelphia.
We did some really good things that we wanted to do. We had a lot of things we didn't want to do happen as well. But, you know, it's kind of that time of year where we got to continue to clean up, you know, some of that.
James Harden was in Brooklyn, not that far up the road. And yes, Brooklyn, Philadelphia pulling off that trade a couple years ago. Maybe it's weird to hear Nick Nurse talk about it because he never really had the roster with James Harden. But maybe it's addition by subtraction. And yeah, he's got some good young talent. And right now, they still feel like a formidable foe. And like I said, maybe even better because you don't have the drama.
We've got an interesting team. So, you know, we got an emerging young star in Tyrese. We've got an unbelievable player in Joel. And we've got a lot of athletes that are pretty talented around them that give us some depth.
As for the Celtics, they've seen much greater turnover on their roster since the playoff matchup a year ago. And the biggest change, and I do mean that literally as well as figuratively, the tallest change is Kristaps Porzingis, who had 29 for Boston in the loss, though he did misfire on the late shot that would have changed the outcome.
We're on the road against Philly, who's playing incredible, and we still found a way how to get back in the game and had the chance to tie it and go into overtime possibly. So again, we fought hard. We believed all the way through the end that we can win this game. Even when they went up 10-13, I don't know what it was. I always felt like we'll find a way how to get back in this, and we did. And it just fell a bit short.
I should have said they could have changed the outcome because, yes, it would have been a tying three from KP. Yeah, there's a lot of getting to know each other, a lot of new rotations, and with teams that have really changed their entire look and their entire, almost their entire rosters. Yes, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum left over from the Celtics, but even guys like Al Horford now coming off the bench, they've got a new point guard, which means a new quarterback essentially. So think about all the quarterback changes in the NFL. Well, it's essentially the same when you change your point guard in the NBA. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Nets were so pleased to welcome James Harden back to Brooklyn. He ends up with a dozen points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, but also a game-high 5 turnovers in the loss in the building where he barely played.
As much as, you know, I mean, it's a process, and we want to figure it out as soon as possible. We want to still try to win games as we're doing it. But individually for me, I got to just be a little bit better, stronger with the basketball. And I mean, other than that, just, you know, we had opportunities. The last 2 games came down in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? It was a tie game, a position game. And, you know, tonight it was on me as far as, you know, letting the ball get away.
Can't get frustrated with the process. You know, like I said, we knew it was going to take some time. You can't put a team like this together and be good overnight, you know. And so just figuring out the balance of, you know, these four guys of, you know, when they're supposed to shoot, when they're supposed to handle, making the right play and making the right pass. And so I thought our guys passed a lot of open shots tonight, which we got to take. And then we just kind of go from there.
The Brooklyn fans were so pleased to welcome James Harden back to the Barclays Center. Roundly booing Harden every time he got anywhere near the ball. It was fantastic. It was one of those games that you show up for just so you can boo an opponent. I mean, we barely knew ye. The Brooklyn Nets fans can say that to James Harden. We barely knew ye, and good riddance. And he says he's still getting acclimated. And yeah, that's true. But Ty Lue defending the process. Although, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, they were there last year. And I don't know how much process there is with them. But yeah, you put another point guard slash shooting guard slash guy who doesn't play defense in the mix, a veteran who's used to having the ball in his hands all the time. And okay, I guess there is a learning curve. That's all the patience I have for James Harden. We're done with that. Babe Laufenberg of the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network, former NFL QB himself. He's next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.